This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The holidays are a time of year when people like to talk about creating memories, and there are always new tools to do that. Digital photos or laptop home movies, for example. Elizabeth Wynne Johnson sent us this essay about a Christmas ritual that keeps track of her family in a different way.
In my family, we call it the book. The book is a black and white composition tablet, college ruled. It was purchased in 1964 for 39 cents. The book is a detailed log of Christmas gifts exchanged in my family every year. It is as much a part of our holiday as the tree, and it dictates the routine. On Christmas morning, my sisters and father and I gather around the tree. We look greedily at whatever's underneath, but nobody moves until my mother has located the book and a pen. Once we get the green light, there's still no mad dash to rip open presents. Our scribe demands a well-ordered, one-at-a-time kind of approach. Under each name, she writes a description of the gift and who it's from. Occasionally, despite our best efforts at self-restraint, things get out of hand. That's when Mother orders the time out, so she can catch up. This happens at least once every year. The book had practical origins. It was my grandmother's way of making sure thank you notes got written in a timely way. It became a reference, as in, I think I gave her earrings last year. Can't remember. Better check the book. It also became a memoir. It chronicles our individual passages from infancy to adulthood with quirky precision. I, for example, had a ballet phase, a horse phase, and a meteorology phase. I also had a Barbie phase, which, thanks to the book, I'll never live down. In page after page of simple lists, the book reveals that Christmas, which is not a big religious event for us, is still about something important. It's about recognizing each other's passions, as well as our pastimes. The book is a record of how we see ourselves and how we see each other. We take pictures, too, but the book is a snapshot in words, captured one Christmas at a time, and it's all there in black and white.
Elizabeth Wynne Johnson is a writer living in northern Idaho.